Narrated Mahmoud bin Al-Rabi' Al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, that he remembered Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and he also remembered a mouthful of water which he had thrown on his face after taking it from a well that was in their house. Mahmoud added that he had heard Idban bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who was present with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in the Battle of Badr, saying, I used to lead my people at Bani Salim in the Salat, prayer, and there was a valley between me and those people. Whenever it rained, it used to be difficult for me to cross it to go to their mosque. So I went to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and said, I have weak eyesight, and the valley between me and my people floods during the rainy season, and it becomes difficult for me to cross it. I wish you would come to my house and offer salat at a place, so that I could take that place as a musalla place for offering salat. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, I will do so. So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, came to my house the next morning after the sun had risen high. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, asked my permission to let him in, and I admitted him. He did not sit before saying, Where do you want us to offer the salat, prayer, in your house? I pointed to the place where I wanted him to offer salat, prayer. So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, stood up for the salat, prayer, and started the salat, prayer, with takbir, and we aligned in rows behind him, and he offered 2 rak'ah prayer, and finished them with taslim, and we also performed taslim with him. I detained him for a meal called khazir, which I had prepared for him. Khazir is a special type of dish prepared from barley flour and meat soup. When the neighbors got the news that Allah's Messenger was in my house, they gathered till there were a great number of men in the house. One of them said, What is wrong with Malik, for I do not see him? One of them replied, He is a hypocrite and does not love Allah and His Messenger. On that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, Don't say this. Haven't you seen that he said, La ilaha illallah? None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, for Allah's sake only. The man replied, Allah and His Messenger know better, but by Allah, we never saw him but helping and talking with the hypocrites. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, replied, No doubt, whoever says, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, seeking the pleasures of Allah, then Allah will save him from hellfire. Mahmoud added, I told the above narration to some people, one of whom was Abu Ayyub, the companion of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in the battle in which he, Abu Ayyub, died, and Yazid bin Muawiyah was their leader in Roman territory. Abu Ayyub denounced the narration and said, I doubt that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, ever said what you have said. I felt that too much. And I vowed to Allah that if I remained alive in that holy battle, I would go to Al-Madinah and ask Idban bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, if he was still living in the mosque of his people. So when he returned, I assumed ihram for Hajj or Umrah, and then I proceeded on till I reached Al-Madinah. I went to Bani Salim and Idban bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who was by then an old blind man, was leading his people in the salat, prayer. When he finished the salat, prayer, I greeted him and introduced myself to him, and then asked him about that narration. He told that narration again the same manner as he had narrated it the first time.